Six more sheriffs in Wisconsin have signed contracts with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Contracts are aimed at helping the agency identify and deport undocumented people who are being held in local jails. It's Thursday, July 31st. It is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Courtney Everett, in for Alex Crow. Coming up, Milwaukee police offer plans to address a jump in gun violence in a downtown entertainment district, but city council members are skeptical. And a community health clinic has opened in a Racine elementary school. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
Six more Wisconsin sheriffs have signed agreements aimed at helping federal immigration authorities identify and deport undocumented residents housed in local jails. Rich Kramer has more.
An analysis by the ACLU of Wisconsin focused on contracts with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Under those agreements, ICE authorizes sheriff's departments to serve administrative warrants and keep undocumented individuals in local jails until immigration agents can pick them up. ACLU senior staff attorney Tim Muth says the civil rights organization doesn't believe sheriffs have authority under state law to act as immigration officials.
And without that authority, you can't deprive people of their liberty by continuing to hold them in a jail.
The report also shows the federal government sent more than $7 million to 29 sheriff's departments and the Wisconsin Department of Corrections in exchange for data on incarcerated individuals believed to be undocumented. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A double homicide, a hit and run, and two shootings in downtown Milwaukee this month prompted a special meeting yesterday with police and city leaders. There have been five homicides so far this year in the district. That's four more than at this date 2 years ago. There's also been double the number of non-fatal shootings this year compared to last. Milwaukee police say they plan to put more officers in the area, dominated by nightclubs and bars downtown. But that would reduce staffing in other areas of the city. That worries Milwaukee Alder Larissa Taylor.
Pulling resources from other areas in the city where we are in also need of that protection, I think we're going to have to find another solution.
Police also plan to issue more curfew citations, and they proposed using drones to monitor where violence breaks out in large crowds. Community leaders also say they want to see better communication between violence prevention groups and police. State officials have confirmed the presence of the invasive emerald ash borer in every county in Wisconsin. 17 years after it was first detected in the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says in a release this week that it's confirmed that two trees on private property in Burnett County in northwestern Wisconsin were affected by the pest in June. That was the last of Wisconsin's 72 counties to have detected the insect. It was first found in Wisconsin in July 2008. That was in Ozaukee County in the southeastern part of the state. The agency expects the emerald ash borer to eventually wipe out 99% of the ash trees in Wisconsin. When can a judge be prosecuted? Attorneys are sparring over that question while they wait for a federal court to decide whether the case against a Milwaukee County judge can go forward. Sarah Lear has an update.
Judge Hannah Dugan faces obstruction-related charges after prosecutors say she helped a man evade immigration enforcement. In April, immigration agents showed up at the Milwaukee County Courthouse to arrest the man, but prosecutors say Dugan helped him avoid them by leading him through the side door of her courtroom. Dugan's attorneys have argued the case against her should be dismissed. They say judicial immunity protects Dugan from being prosecuted for official acts she undertakes as a judge, including her ability to run her own courtroom. But in a filing this week, federal prosecutors called those arguments, quote, ad hoc carve-outs. they say judicial immunity does not protect judges who break the law. And they say a state-level judge had no right to interfere with federal actions. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Racine's first federally qualified health center opened this month inside a public school. The clinic will provide residents in underserved area with medical, dental, and mental health services. For more than 5 years, Racine has been trying to secure a federally qualified health center. The city was one of the largest urban areas in the country without a FQHC. The clinics provide primary care to low-income patients based on a sliding scale. After the break, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act increases safety nets for farmers who grow commodities like corn or wheat. But deep cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could hurt specialty growers. Stay with us.
Lunchtime is always more fun with Larry.
We have 25 students here from Superior Middle School. Yeah.
I had a question. How long does it take for a weeping willow to mature? And where are a couple good places to plant one?
Yeah, just be careful. The roots tend to be invasive, so check with your parents before you decide.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekdays from 11 to 1 on WPR News.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act increases safety nets for farmers who grow commodities like corn or wheat. But deep cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could hurt specialty growers who benefit from programs like Double Up Food Bucks. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
Double Up Food Bucks is in more than 25 states. It provides a one-to-one match for SNAP participants to buy more fruits and vegetables at farmers markets or grocery stores. The new law slashes nearly $186 billion from SNAP and adds more work requirements for participating. Iowa State University Extension economist Chad Hart says that will impact farmers who sell produce locally.
With food assistance basically under the chopping block here, that means less support for them in the long run.
Hart says specialty farmers often rely more on government support for market access, whereas commodity farmers tend to rely more on direct payments when times get tough. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
In weather for today, expect mostly sunny skies and a bit breezy. You can also expect temperatures in the low 70s up north and the upper 70s to the south, but no rain expected. Tonight, clear and chilly. Expect temperatures in the mid-40s north and low 50s to the south. Then on Friday, expect sunny skies and comfortable temperatures across the state. Temperatures will hit mid-70s to the north and upper 70s to the south. For the weekend, lots of sun planned and very little rain. The high is expected to reach the upper 70s to near 80s on Saturday. For Sunday, expect the same temperatures during the day, partly sunny with a small chance of showers. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producers today were John Davis and Anine Smith. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.